The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, September the 11th, 2016, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 through 10a. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 through 10a. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of the meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 10a, New International Version, Sunday, September the 11th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Isaiah 25, 6. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. The mountain is Mount Zion in Jerusalem. All of God's people are invited to the Messianic banquet to be held on the mountain. People from every race and nationality. There will be similar feasts in heaven for God's people, and the Messianic feast described here will happen after Jesus Christ returns to visibly rule as King over all creation. God always gives the very best of everything. For almost 2,000 years, those from every race and nation have enjoyed a rich spiritual feast from God's many gifts, and members of the church have always enjoyed eating together in Christian fellowship. Isaiah 25, 7. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. The shroud, the sheet, represents death, which began as a punishment on earth after Adam and Eve sinned, and afflicts all peoples and all nations. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and so to dust you will return. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. The Messianic feast celebrates the beginning of the end of the reign of death. Because death enfolds or covers all peoples and all nations, Jesus Christ came to free God's people from slavery to sin and death, the penalty for sin. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 through 23. Believing Christians know that when they die, their bodies will return to the earth and their souls will go to heaven. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. When Jesus returns to Mount Zion, everyone will see that death has been destroyed, and believers from around the world will gather there to celebrate His return. Isaiah 25, 8. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove His people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Perhaps with this verse in mind, the Apostle Paul wrote, "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54. Because Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, and descended into heaven, He defeated and will completely destroy death on earth after He returns. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, verses 20 through 21, verses 24 through 26, and verses 52 through 54. God, Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King Himself, not simply an angel messenger, will wipe away the tears of suffering and death when each believer dies and goes to heaven prior to the second coming of Jesus the Messiah. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb, at the center of the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. When God makes everything new, none of His people will experience disgrace again, for those who brought disgrace upon God's people will never trouble them again. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and He will dwell with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5, and verse 27. Isaiah 25, 9. In that day they will say, Surely this is our God. We trusted in Him, and He saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. Isaiah offered words of hope and promise, and Jesus fulfilled so many prophecies that people from around the world can trust Him to finish what He began after He returns. Christians know by their personal experience, by grace through faith, the salvation of Jesus from slavery to sin. By experience, they will know the blessed gift of eternal life fully when Jesus defeats death completely all around the world. They will rejoice forever that they entrusted their lives to Jesus. When Jesus returns, God's people will say of Him, in their own words, inspired by the Holy Spirit, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in Him, and He saved us." Isaiah 25:10. The hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. The hand of the Lord is the power of the Lord. From Mount Zion, Jesus will someday visibly manifest His authority, power, and rule over all peoples and over all of creation. He will come back to Jerusalem, where He was rejected and condemned to crucifixion outside the city walls almost 2,000 years ago. It is most fitting that when Jesus returns, He will reign as King and Savior from Jerusalem. All peoples will see His reign visibly, as Isaiah prophesied, and they will know that God always keeps His word, and will do so through His word incarnate, Jesus, Messiah. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. When will God's people eat the Messianic feast prepared for all peoples? 2. Where can people eat a feast prepared for God's people today? 3. What is the shroud that enfolds all peoples and covers all nations? What will happen to it someday? 4. Who will wipe away the tears of God's people? 5. What will God's people say when Jesus returns as He promised? International Bible Lesson, The Way to Everlasting Peace. Sunday, September the 11th, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. On this mountain He will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove His people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 7 through 8. A shroud is a cloth that is placed over one who has died. And Isaiah declared that all peoples everywhere will die until the Messiah comes. Until Jesus Christ returns, death, war, and violence will cover all nations, and we know this from graphic and personal experience. Through Isaiah, God has promised to swallow up or destroy death someday for all peoples and nations. Referring to Isaiah's prophecy, Paul wrote that with the coming of the Messiah Jesus, death has been swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. Paul also wrote, "The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 6:23. Therefore, when a follower of Jesus the Messiah dies, they go to heaven, to springs of living water, where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. See Revelation chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. After Jesus the Messiah returns someday, death will be completely destroyed in every nation, and war and violence will cease. God's people will never experience disgrace, distress, or death again. John saw a vision that gave more details regarding events Isaiah foretold. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. God's dwelling place is now among the people. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. See Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.